Isaiah Drake will stand in. First batter of the night delivered the first pitch at 7:03, and it's a called strike, 0-1. 7:03, your first pitch time, 69 degrees. It's a nice night here in Kannapolis. Clear skies and a beautiful temperature as this 0-1 is in there on a fastball, 0-2. Can't get much nicer of a night than tonight here in Kannapolis as Lucas Gordon on the bump trying to get a good start for Kannapolis. 0-2 from the line. Here it is. Fastball upstairs. Count will work now to 1-2. Isaiah Drake, Jace Grady, Diego Benitez. The three due up in the order for the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. 1-2 from the line. Pitch from Gordon. Breaking ball a bit outside. Count evens at 2-2. Lucas Gordon, the starter tonight, 6'1", 195-pound southpaw, sixth rounder in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox, 179th overall pick. He has a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch to Drake. This one's lifted high and foul, and a count will stay put, 2-2. Second appearance on the season for Lucas Gordon. He pitched exactly a week ago down in Charleston. He got a pretty solid night's work. Five innings, seven punch-outs, no hits, and two walks from the lefty. As he'll wind and fire, 2-2 to Drake. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. One batter faced, one strikeout for Lucas Gordon. And it's one down, Jace Grady, the batter. Jace Grady will stand in, left fielder for the Green Jackets, under the leadership of Winston Sawyer in his first season as manager of the Green Jackets. First pitch from Gordon. Breaking ball a bit upstairs. Count is 1-0. Benitez DHing the night. Bats third, batting fourth in the cleanup spot. First baseman Drew Compton. Will Verdung is the second baseman. Bats fifth. 1-0 from Gordon is in there. Called strike at 90 miles an hour. 1-1. Luis into the first break of the night. He'll be right back. Ballers will send Nishida, Asin, and Connor to the plate when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, join the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Health Ballpark all season long for amazing weekly promotions from $2 Tuesdays to kick off the homestand, Thirsty Thursdays, and fireworks every Friday and Saturday night. There's something fun for all ages at a Kannapolis Cannonballer game. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 to get your tickets today. Riku Nishida stands in. First pitch, ground is short. To his left goes Figueroa, and he'll field and throw across for the out. One pitch, one out. Nishida is retired. One down. Albert Senecia, the batter for the Ballers. So Albert Senecia, the batter. And then Caden Connor, the right fielder, in the third spot for the Ballers under the leadership of Pat Leland, son of soon-to-be Hall of Famer Jim Leland, as this first pitch hacked and a missed. 0-1 is your count to Albert Senecian. Senecian's been on a bit of a tear lately. He was 2-for-4 last night, and he has looked solid to start this season. 0-1 hacked and a missed, 0-2. Starting arm on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets today is Adam Meyer, the righty, 6-foot, 203 pounds, is the righty. From Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, former Oregon Duck is Adam Meyer. 0-2 to a C and a bit outside. Count will shift to 1-2. Meyer, a seventh rounder in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves. He did not appear in a game at all last season. He had an injury, and he had an oblique issue as well, as this one's fouled off. 1-2 count to a C, and an oblique injury kept him out all last year. But he's made one appearance already this year. He signed substantially over slot in the seventh round at $1.2 million. As the 1-2 tap back to the mound, but Asian actually got a piece of it off his foot, and he'll be hobbling around. That's going to leave a mark as Asian will try to walk it off, a 1-2 count. Normally those guys in the seventh round, they're signing for a couple $100,000, maybe $3, $4, sometimes $5. Signed for almost double that, probably over double that, $1.2 million in the seventh round for Adam Meyer. Started his career at the University of British Columbia. Ended up pitching with the Yarmouth Dennis Red Sox in the Cape Cod League, and then went to Oregon. He was named the Friday night starter, and then only pitched three times and had an elbow injury. 1-2, a bit outside from Asian. Count evens 2-2. Meyer's got all the talent, but he just can't stay on the field. He suffered injury after injury. Sinker, slider, changeup for the righty. Listed at 6 foot, 203 pounds, is the 22-year-old. 2-2. Tap to third. Sanchez will come in a few steps, field, and throw across. Did Asian beat it? No, he didn't. It's a 5-3 ground out. Two outs now had, and Caden Connor, the batter. Caden Connor bats third in right field. Arcy Hernandez, shortstop, bats fourth. Ronnie Hernandez, DH, bats fifth. Luis Pineda, catcher, bats sixth. Mikey Kane at first base, bats seventh. Edric Felix, bats eighth in third base. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. All for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. First pitch a bit outside to Caden Connor. It is 1-0. Defensively today for the Green Jackets, Grady, Drake, and Kern. Sanchez, Figueroa, Verdung, and Compton in the infield as Connor gets a piece of this 1-0, and it's fouled off 1-1. Behind the dish for the Green Jackets today is Martinez. For the righty, Adam Meyer. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch to Connor. Inside and low, count moves to 2-1. Ballers in the alternate blue tops tonight. Blue tops reads Ballers across the front in white. With red numbers, white pants, red socks for anybody who's decided to pull them up. Blue caps, red brim with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap as this 2-1 is fouled off by Connor. Count evens to 2-2. Augusta Green Jackets going with the exact same look as last night. Gray tops, gray pants, black socks for the one person who's decided to show them off. It's the center fielder in Isaiah Drake. Green caps with the green insect green jacket logo on the front of the cap. 2-2. Connor smokes this one down the line. Foul. And the count remains 2-2. Fantastic crowd on hand. And what is a beautiful night here at the ballpark. Irish Heritage Night. So lots of green. And lots of Guinness flowing out at the right field bar. 2-2 from Meyer. Smoke to first. Played in front of it by Compton. He'll field and a foot race to the bag is won by Compton. 3-U ground out. 1-2-3 inning for both sides to start this one as the Ballers will now move into the field. Compton, Verdung, and Sanchez will face Lucas Gordon when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live, live from Kannapolis. Drew Compton, Will Verdung, Luis Sanchez due up for the Augusta Green Jackets here. Top of the second inning, scoreless ball game. Lucas Gordon, so far so good for the lefty on the bump as the Ballers and the Green Jackets battling here in game 5 of 6 this week at Atrium Health Ballpark. Lucas Gordon trying to extend his scoreless inning streak. He's at 6 now as this one's a bit outside. 1-0 count to the first baseman, Drew Compton. Compton singled last night. He also drew a pair of walks. He's batting .176 to start this year. 3 hits with 1 RBI as Gordon spins this one in. 1-1 is your count. And Compton, Verdung, and Sanchez are the batters. Compton, former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. He just moved a color down the rainbow and became a Green Jacket. 1-1 lifted into center. Asian drifts over into right center. Makes the grab over his shoulder for the out. Four batters faced, four having a seat against Lucas Gordon. One out, Will Verdung the batter. Will Verdung from Jackson, Tennessee. 13th rounder in 2023 by the Atlanta Braves out of Itawamba Community College in Mississippi. Two difficult words to spell, Itawamba and Mississippi. This one's in there, called strike 0-1. MISSISSIPPI. It's the only state that has an Atlanta Braves minor league affiliate. 0-1 is a bit outside, 1-1. They had the Mississippi Braves there, the double-A team, but next year they're moving to Columbus, Georgia, so all of the Braves affiliates will be in the state of Georgia next year. That's called keeping it local. 1-1 on the way from Gordon. Fastball inside corner. It is 1-2 to Verdung. The White Sox do something similar. It's just a little different. Similar but different. As they have 3 of their 4 affiliates all within an hour and a half of each other here in North Carolina. As the 1-2 grounded a second. Sanchez will field. Set and across he goes for the out. 4-3 ground out. 2 outs are had. Luis Sanchez, third baseman, will bat against Lucas Gordon. It's obviously here in Kannapolis. Then you go to High A Winston-Salem, which is about an hour from here. Not too bad. And then we got the Charlotte Knights, the AAA team, 30 minutes down the road. And then the only team that's an outlier is the AA Birmingham Barons. That's about a 6-hour drive down to Alabama in the Southern League. First pitch from Gordon to Sanchez in there, called strike. It's 0-1 on Luis Sanchez, the third baseman. Lakeair Figueroa, the batter on deck. Gordon has looked as sharp as he did the first time out. 0-1 and swung and a miss. 0-2 on Luis Sanchez, third baseman. Kannapolis has a couple of arms available tonight. Should Gordon have run in his trouble, but it's not looking like he will. He's at 22 pitches, and he has looked sharp. 0-2 from the line. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball down into the dugout. Hits off the netting and bounces back onto the field. Heads up down there. Not many ballers not on the top step of the dugout. First base coach for Augusta, Connor Justice, actually grabbed the foul ball. Connor Justice, former farmhand of the Los Angeles Angels. Recently retired and becoming a coach of the Braves system. 0-2 from Gordon. Swinging and miss at the plate. He struck him out. Three punch outs. Six batters faced and six having a seat against Lucas Gordon. Three punch outs, a 50% strikeout rate. I'm not great at math, but I can do that. Not too shabby. Bottom of the second we go. The two Hernandezes, Arcee and Roney. No relation. And then Luis Pineda, the catcher, to bat. We come back on the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Valley Live. Arcee Hernandez, Roney Hernandez, and Luis Pineda. Due up, bottom of the second inning. You're on Irish Heritage Night in Kannapolis. First pitch fouled off of the leg, call it the leg, of Alexander Martinez, the catcher for Augusta. 0-1 count with nobody out. Bottom of the second, still scoreless, and it's been a pitcher's duel so far tonight. As this one's a bit up and away and trailed down into the dirt, 1-1. Arcee Hernandez due up. He had the night off yesterday. Ended up pinch hitting in the ninth for Wilbur Sanchez and struck out. This one's weakly tapped to third base. Played by Sanchez on a bare hand. Across he goes, and he made the play for the out. A nice play by Luis Sanchez as Ms. Casey Betty. And had her opportunity taken. Oh, my goodness. The bat boy took the bat right out of Casey's hands or paws or mouth or whatever, I guess. As Casey will still get a treat anyways, as Roney Hernandez will bat. Bad boy just doing his job too well. We only hire the best in Kannapolis. Except for the radio broadcaster. First pitch to Roney Hernandez on the way. Check swing is around a called strike, 0-1. I'm just kidding. Having a blast up here. Roney Hernandez at the plate, 1-for-3 with an RBI last night. Grounds this one up the middle over the second base back. Figueroa to his left makes the play across to first for the out. Couple of ground outs as now Miss Casey Betty will make the play and grab Roney Hernandez's bat and retrieve. And she's still in spring training. She ends up dropping it as it'll be two outs, nobody on for Luis Pineda. Good job, Miss Casey. She's still in a little spring training here in this first homestand. First of 11 homestands this season. This one is a bit outside, a 1-0 count to Luis Pineda. Actually, technically this year it's 12. We have 2 3-game homestands. As the 1-0 a bit outside, but called a strike, 1-1 to Pineda. Day off yesterday for Luis as well. This week, 1-for-12. 1-1. This one's given a ride. Center field hit well. Drake backtracking. Leaps, and he can't make the grab. It'll hit the wall. Pineda will round it in for second, and he will pull up there. Throw comes in from center. He's got a stand-up two-out double, and the Ballers have a base runner with two outs. Mikey Kane, the batter. So Luis Pineda tallies a double here with two outs in the inning, and Mikey Kane will bat. Pineda's first double, first extra base hit of the season. He had three singles entering tonight. Looked like a Wendy's order. Three singles on his season, but he goes for a double here on this one. Mikey Kane will bat, two outs in this bottom of the second inning. With a little wind out to right, nothing as bad as last night. It was pounding last night. First pitch is lipped foul. It'll be an 0-1 count on Mikey Kane. One of the new adds to the roster. He was not here at all last year, Mikey Kane, as he breaks a bat and will have to grab a new piece of lumber. Mikey Kane, former Oregon State Beaver in the Pac-12. Up there in a Corvallis, Oregon. The Beavers, orange and black. Lots of orange and black. They're going to have potentially the number one overall picked in the draft this year, this summer, in Travis Bazana, the Aussie, who is lighting up the Pac-12. He went, I think, four games. He was the leadoff batter, and all four games in a row like that, he hit a home run. A one tap foul. It's 0-2 to Mikey Kane, first baseman. Edric Felix, the third baseman, awaiting on deck as Kane has an 0-2 count, two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Pineda at second, a decent lead, not a stolen base threat. Kane with an open stance. Myers 0-2. Up and away, 1-2. Kane at first base. He had the night off yesterday. And then on Thursday, reached on an error, struck out twice. 1-2 on the way. Inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Punch out for Meyer. That's his first of the day. And we're through two innings, just one hit on the board. It's Luis Pineda. And that sends us to a break here. Top of the third we go. Figueroa, Kern, and Martinez do up, and we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets.
That's it up late. He struck him out. It's another punch out for Gordon. Four on the night. One down now, and Cade Kern will stand in. I can't do too much of them. First pitch from Gordon to Kern in there, called strike 0-1. So definitely no Raisin Bran or anything like that. I'm good. Oh, woofed it high and foul. Count is 0-1. As it ends up back in the seats, heads up. 0-1 count. Isaiah Drake struck out his first time up. Wand and fire, 0-1. Just a bit outside, but on the corner, says home plate umpire Dominic Romero. It is 0-2. Dominic Romero behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. And Perry Swartz is your infield umpire, as assigned by the Carolina League. 0-2, wind and pitch from Gordon. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another strikeout for Isaiah Drake. And even more important, another strikeout for Lucas Gordon. Six through three innings. Not too shabby at all, my friend. But the Green Jackets get on the board. A solo homer from Cade Kern makes it 1-0. To the bottom of the third we go. Felix Sanchez and Nishida do up with the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Edric Felix, Wilbur Sanchez, Riku Nishida do up. It's the bottom of the third inning. Ballers trail 1-0. Hits are 1-1. The only hit for Augusta tonight, a solo homer from Cade Kern. As Edric Felix will wind and fire Will Meyer. First pitch in there called strike and 0-1 count. As Meyer on the mound in his third inning of work. Expect to see him go a couple more as this one plugs Felix in the back, and that's got to hurt. 80-mile-an-hour pitch, and Felix will take a free pass that is a little painful. So an HBP in the book, one on, nobody out for Wilbur Sanchez. Other than that, it's been it, as we are in the top of the fourth inning here in Kannapolis. First pitch to Jace Grady in there called strike. It is 0-1 to the left fielder Grady. We're in the top of the fourth in a beautiful, beautiful line for baseball here in Kannapolis. 0-1 fouled off, 0-2. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores in the Carolina League here as well. Busy night of action in the Carolina League. And four teams currently tied for first place in the South Division. Going in winds, 0-2. This one's unloaded on high and deep center field. Backtracking a C and on the warning track. Simbering around a snow cone grab in center. And it's out number one. Albertson a C and dancing around like a ballerina. Finally makes the grab. One down now and Diego Benitez will bat. Good work by a C and to stick with the ball. It was kind of a hard fly ball to connect with. But he does make the play. Out-of-town scores, top of the fourth. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg tied at one in the makeup of 2 days ago's rainout. And this one's in the dirt block by the catcher, Pineda. It is 1-0. Bottom of the eighth, the Carolina Mudcats lead 7-4 over the Down East Wood Ducks. End of the sixth, the Columbia Fireflies lead 7-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-0 a bit up and away from Gordon. It's 2-0. Top of the third, scoreless in Delmarva Shorebirds and Salem Red Sox. Top of the third, the Charleston River Dogs leading at 2-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1. Already one final to report from a doubleheader tonight. Lynchburg taking out Fredericksburg 4-2. Lynchburg gets their second victory on the season, 2-1. In the dirt, again blocked by Pineda, 3-1. As Lucas Gordon trying to continue his hot start on the bump. Benitez at the plate. Drew Compton waiting on deck. Here in this top of the fourth. Gordon sets. No wind and fire. 3-1. Fouled off straight back. A good pitch that Benitez offers at. Instead, it's a full count. Lucas Gordon, full name Lucas Dominic Gordon. Born in San Diego, California, calls Los Angeles, California home. Former Texas Longhorn, very highly touted prospect even out of high school. 3-2, low and inside, ball four. First walk of the night for Lucas Gordon. Diego Benitez will reach with a one-out free pass, and now Drew Compton will stand in. Lucas Gordon, a 2019 MLB High School All-Star Game selection. He got a free trip to Cleveland, Ohio, and played on the turf of the Cleveland then Indians, now Guardians. Progressive Field. And let's check on the runner at first. Ooh, close play. Mikey Kane almost made that tag. But we'll have to wait for the first pitch. Lucas Gordon also spending a lot of time up in Cary, North Carolina, up at the USA Baseball Complexes. He was a part of the 18U team and the 15U team. As first pitch, runner going, check swing, throw to plate, throw to second, is gone in time. Benitez ends up swiping second base, a close play over there. And nobody in the ballers dugout likes the call. So it's a stolen base for Benitez. As Ms. Casey Benny's made her way up to the broadcast booth. 0-1. Oh, and inside, a 1-1 count. Not often Ms. Casey makes her way up here. It was kind of funny. So it feels like a week ago. It was Tuesday, our first game of the year, opening night. And we do our now post-game show on the concourse after fireworks nights. 1-1 in there called a strike, 1-2. I was going down to the concourse to our studio for the post-game show, and I was sitting there writing in my book, just trying to check some notes before we get going the post-game show. As the 1-2 swung and missed at the plate, he struck him out. Another punch out for Lucas Gordon. 7 now. The K-Row down in right field's a busy bunch tonight. 7 punch outs, and that's now 2 outs, runner on second for Will Verdung. The K-Row down in right field's a busy group tonight. That's 7 now through 3 2/3. So Verdung will stand in. 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Popped up into the infield. Who's got it? Pineda, the catcher, has it in his eyes. Has to drift into foul ground. He makes the grab for the out. And that's the third out of this fourth inning. We'll continue the stories later. We'll focus on the baseball as we'll send it to a break. Bottom four, due up for the Ballers. It's a CN, Connor and Arxie Hernandez when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Albertson Asian, Caden Connor, Arxie Hernandez due up. Bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers trail 1-0 to the Augusta Green Jackets. It's Adam Mayer back on the mound. First pitch is a bit outside and low. A 1-0 count on Albertson Asian. 5-3 ground out for his first time up. And he was 2-for-4 last night, and he almost had a 3-run blast last night in the ninth inning that would have been a walk-off, as this one is a bit outside, a 2-0 count. 2-0, here's the pitch from Meyer. Tapped foul, and the count is now 2-1. Ballers have had some good starting pitching this year. Lucas scored at 7 punch-outs now through 4 innings of work. He's been phenomenal. And really all this week, it's been good stuff. 2-1. This one's a bit inside, 3-1. On the other side, the two guys that have really kind of set themselves apart have been Albertson Asian and Riku Nishida, the first two guys in the order, of course, as 3-1 spun in for a get-me-over strike, 3-2. Full count now on Asian. Caden Connor on deck, 3-2. Swinging a foul tip in and out of the catcher's mitt, and it'll be a strikeout. A little bit of a late call, and now Pat Leland's not a fan of the call at all. He's confused. Asian's confused. Dominic Romero's going to come get an explanation, as Pat Leland, not a fan of the call, as it looked to be in and out of the catcher's mitt for Alexander Martinez. It looked like it sounded like it hit the chest protector, as Leland talking to Romero, trying to get an explanation. So Asian is called out on a strikeout, and now Caden Connor will bat. So technically a KFT in the scorebook. Caden Connor will bat. First pitch strike from Meyer. 0-1 count. One out, bottom of the fourth. Ballers trail 1-0. 0-1 lifted high and foul. Count is 0-2 now on Caden Connor. 0-2 count, one out. Time called. Caden Connor, the team leader in RBI. Trying to get some offense going here for the Ballers, as Connor has 8 through 7 games. Not too bad. 0-2, one and pitch. Grounded to first. Played by the first baseman Compton. Foot race, he wins it. It's a 3-1-3 unassisted put out. Two outs, Arxi Hernandez the batter. So Arxi Hernandez will stand in with two outs in this bottom of the fourth. Line and fire, first pitch. In there, called strike. 0-1 to Arxi Hernandez. Let's go, Ballers. Chance arrives from the crowd. 0-1 to Arxi, a bit outside and low. 1-1. Arxi's first time up, grounded out to the third baseman, Sanchez. Adam Mayer, not too bad at all today. 1-1 is on the outside corner. 0-1-2 count now. Adam Mayer, former Oregon Duck, clacking his way to a pretty good outing so far. 1-2 in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, 2-2. Missed time recovering from the injury he had to his UCL in 2022, and then had an oblique problem that held him out of all of last year. Meyer pitched 4 innings a week ago against Columbia. 5 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 5 punch-outs for the righty. 2-2 wide. Here's the pitch to Arxi. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, and that's strike 3. Fourth punch-out for Meyer. That'll send us to a break. We'll be right back. Ballers still trail 1-0. To the fifth we go. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Luis Sanchez, Lake Care, Figueroa, Cade Kern due up. Top of the fifth inning, Green Jackets on top 1-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch is a bit low. A 1-0 count to Luis Sanchez, Lake Care, Figueroa, Cade Kern. Waiting on deck for the Green Jackets, who hold a 1-0 lead here. Lucas scored in his fifth inning of action. So far, so good. 1-0, bit low. Count now 2-0 to Luis Sanchez. Gordon will wind, 2-0 count, trying to get ahead. Here's the pitch, tap to short. Easy play for Arcee, sets, and across he goes. What a 100-mile-an-hour throw across the diamond, and it's in time for the out. 6-3, one down now. Lake Care Figueroa will be the batter. Figueroa struck out his first time up. Gordon with seven punch-outs so far tonight. Not been too shabby. His first pitch is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Pineda makes the snag. Lake Care Figueroa from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. International free agent signee in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves. 1-0 inside. 2-0. The Green Jackets have a total of three Canadians on their roster. Meyer, Shoemaker, and Pierre-Olivier Boucher. Two up. Wave and a miss. 2-1. If I seem to recall correctly, too, the Braves really kind of have a history of signing those Canadian guys. Like Soraka, now a White Sox Canadian righty. 2-1 in the way. This one's unloaded on in the right field. Hit well. Connor backtracking. He looks up. Warning track, and it hits the base of the wall. And into second, he goes Figueroa. Relay throw comes in. Figueroa is going to go for third. Sanchez's throw in is not in time. Say slide in triple for Lake Care Figueroa. So one on third and one out now for Cade Kern. Pretty cut and dry triple there. Not a scoring decision at all. Just a triple. As ball hit over the head of Connor. Cade Kern will bat. One for one, a solo homer in tonight's action against Lucas Gordon. First pitch. Grounded sharply past Arcee at short and in the left for a base knock. It'll be an RBI single for Cade Kern. What a night he's having. Now a multi-hit game, and that makes it 2-0 Green Jackets in this top of the fifth. One out, runner on, and Alexander Martinez will bat. So Cade Kern has been the primary source tonight for the Augusta Green Jackets. A home run and now an RBI single. First pitch to Martinez in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Pineda. 1-0 count. Martinez 0-for-1 tonight, a strikeout. Count as they'll check on the runner, not in time. Back in is Kern. Isaiah Drake, center fielder, awaiting on deck in this top of the fifth. One-oh pitch, line to the right. Connor will take a few steps back, but it's basically right to him. Hit for the out, a F9, and back to first is Kern, so two outs, runner on first, and top of the order, Isaiah Drake will stand in. Drake 0-for-2 tonight, a pair of strikeouts. This top of the fifth, first pitch, you'll have to wait. Checker on the runner, and a Kern not in time. Two outs, top of the fifth. Another check at first. Ooh, close play over there. Almost got the runner. Gordon keeping a close eye on a Cade Kern. Pitch from Gordon, runner going. Drake skies this one high and foul down the left field line. And the count is 0-1. Isaiah Drake, day off yesterday. On Thursday, he was 1-for-4. A pair of strikeouts, a single, and a ground out. And it's just two hits this week. Oh, one runner going. Fastball outside the plate. Throwing a second in. They get him. By a mile they did. A nice throw from Pineda. And he's nailed at a second is Kern. A 2-6 caught ceiling. Third out had. And that'll send us into the bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets get another run across, though. An RBI single from Cade Kern. Makes it 2-0 Augusta. Ballers do up. Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda, Mikey Kane. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda, Mikey Kane do up. Bottom of the fifth inning, Green Jackets lead at 2-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are looking to avoid their second loss in a row here. As Hernandez will bat, the arm on the mound continues to be Adam Meyer. Back for his fifth inning of action. No arms warming in either bullpen, as it's been a pitcher's duel in tonight's action. First pitch, fouled off, straight back. Count 0-1 to Ronnie Hernandez. Talked to Hernandez a little bit yesterday, and he was talking about how important it is for him to just kind of stay patient at the plate. As he grounds this 0-1 up the middle, shortstop Figueroa makes the play. Across it goes for the out. 6-3 ground out. Second time he's done that tonight. Ronnie Hernandez 0-2. Luis Pineda will now bat. It's one out in this bottom of the fifth. Luis Pineda, 1-for-1. He has the only hit of the night for the Ballers with a double. As they'll try to keep the good times rolling for him at the plate. First pitch, wave and a miss, 0-1. As the breaking ball got him swinging and missing, it looked like a slider. Oh, one in the way. Oh, and outside. Now 1-1 to Luis. One count, one out from the wide. Myers pitch. Upstairs, 2-1. Ballers entering today in a four-way tie for first place in the Carolina League South Division. Ballers, Woodpeckers, River Dogs, Fireflies all tied for first. This one's popped up in foul ground. That'll end up near the Ballers' dugout and land in fair play into foul play. Count 2-2. Bottom of the fifth, 2-2 count to Pineda. One out, and he'll call time. Double in the second inning for Pineda. Trying to extend a nice little streak of offense he's had. He had the night off yesterday, but he's been pretty sharp. Other than that, Meyer line, 2-2. Up and in, almost hits Pineda in the arm. And the count will run full. Pineda from Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela. 3-2. This one's lined in a left field. That'll drop for a base knock. And Pineda, a multi-hit game, a double and now a single. One out and a runner on. Mikey Kane will bat. Mikey Kane will stand in, struck out looking his first time up. Pineda, multi-hit game, already with a double and a single. First pitch, tapped foul, 0-1 count. Pineda, his second multi-hit game of this season already. He had five last year before getting hurt in early June. As Kane stands in here. 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. 0-2. Pineda not a huge speed threat. Can take off if needed. Meyer sets 0-2. Low and outside. Count runs to 1-2. Edric Felix awaiting on deck as I just heard a kid down in the stands yell, Tuesday, Tuesday. Brother, it's Saturday. Got your days wrong, brother. One of these nights I'll do a sketch broadcast and you're not going to want to listen. 1-2 in the way from Meyer. Inside, Mikey Kane crowds the plate and good idea. As Meyer tried to force a fastball inside and Dominic Romero probably had the call influenced a little bit by it. It's a 2-2 count. No arms warming for either side. 2-2 in the way. Tapped foul. Kane stays alive. Mikey Kane from Woodland Hills, California. 17th rounder in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox. Edric Felix on deck. Myers pitch, inside, hits Kane in the booty, and it's a hit-by-pitch, two on now for Kannapolis, one out, and Edric Felix will stand in with a big spot here for the Ballers. So in my scorebook, all right, HBP, parentheses, booty. You got hit, in the rear with the fastball from Meyer. As now Elvin Nina, the pitching coach for the Augusta Green Jackets, will come chat. Bit of a weird spot here for the Green Jackets, as now they're going to get a lefty warming down the line. We've seen Riley Fry. We've seen Adam Shoemaker. The only other lefty we haven't seen this week is the former Wingate Bulldog Mitch Ferris, who was just drafted last year. I would assume he graduated last year as well, 2023. Down in the pen. It looks like it is indeed Mitch Ferris getting loose for the Green Jackets. One out, two on for the Ballers. Big spot for Edrick Felix. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. First one in the way. Big swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Crowd getting into it. Edrick Felix's family is here in the crowd. Coming up from Florida. Nice little road trip. Can't wait to take the trip down to Florida soon and myself. 0-1 tap foul down the line at third. Counts 0-2. Edrick Felix, originally from the Orlando area, went to Florida Gulf Coast. Down in the southwestern region of the state. Fort Myers-ish. A lot of spring training baseball down there, and it's quite a bit of fun. A lot of baseball. 0-2 count, one out. Here's the pitch. Inside, almost hits Felix again. And counts 1-2. Ballers have been crowding the plate a little bit more tonight. And I think that may have been an influence on Myers pitching, as he's not liking it. Two hit by pitches already, a whole bunch of close calls. 1-2 from the righty. Swinging a foul tip and unable to hold on is Martinez. Count stays 1-2. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth, two on for the Ballers. And tying run is on first. Go ahead at the plate. Felix stands in, bent at the knees. The Jordan 1 blue cleats on. 1-2. Oh, and outside. Count runs to 2-2. Edrick Felix has got some shoe game. Two count, one out. Slightly open stance for Edrick. Here's the pitch. Waving a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Throw back in a second. Hits Pineda. Ball gets loose. Bunners are going to move up. What a weird play. Pineda to third, Kane to second, as they tried the pickoff attempt to second, and it hit Pineda in the side and got loose in the right field. That'll allow the runners to move up on, I would assume, would be an error. An E2 on the throw allows Pineda and Kane to move up. So now Sanchez with two in scoring position and two out. So the error on the throw from Martinez puts two in scoring position for the Ballers. First pitch, but outside to Sanchez, 1-0. 1-0 count, two outs. Riku Nishida is awaiting on deck. 1-0 count, here's the pitch. Outside, and Martinez makes the snag. Just got enough. Well, they jump to try to make the grab. So it is Mitch Ferris getting loose, and he's going to have to do it quickly. Meyer sets. 2-0 to Sanchez. In there, 2-1. Sanchez has struggled as of late at the plate. 0-1 with a strikeout. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck. Pretty straightaway defensive setup for Augusta. 2-1. Check swing. Did he go around? Not even close. Perry Swartz says no. 3-1. A walk here would do a lot of good if you're the Ballers. You'd get Nishida, who is not prone to strike out, on deck. Nishida is on base percentage through the roof at 441. He's only struck out twice this year. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Sanchez taps it foul and will have a full count offering. Lucas Gordon still maneuvering around the dugout as if he's going to go back out. He's already through five. See how much longer he goes. Full count, two outs, bottom five. Ballers with two in scoring position, and they trail 2-0. Adam Myers pitch. Outside, cornering him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Wilmer Sanchez not a fan of the call, but Dominic Romero rings him up, and that will end the inning as we send it now to the sixth. Ballers still trail. They leave two on base. That'll send it to the top of the sixth. Lucas Gordon back when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Isaiah Drake leads it off for the Augusta Green Jackets against Lucas Gordon. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 count now on Isaiah Drake. Jace Grady, Diego Benitez to follow here. Top of the sixth, Green Jackets on top 2-0 over the Ballers, who are trying to avoid falling for the second game in a row. 0-1 breaking ball from Gordon is in there, called strike, 0-2. Ballers had two in scoring position and failed to bring them home. Gordon's 0-2. Fastball just a bit upstairs. Count will now move to 1-2. Ballers have only left three runners on. They've not gotten many guys on base tonight. It's been a bit of a pitcher's duel. 1-2. This one is a roped foul by Isaiah Drake. Keep it at 1-2. Ballers failed to score first for the second game in a row. 1-2 count. Nobody out. Gordon sent on the mound. And a wine and fire. 1-2 to drink. Up and away. Now 2-2. Still the starting arms in for both sides. 2-2 from the line. Here's Gordon's pitch. Check swing, he goes around on it, swords him, and Lucas Gordon has his eighth punch out on the night. That'll be now eight strikeouts for the starting arm in Lucas Gordon. Jace Grady will stand in for the Augusta Green Jackets. Aldrin Batista struck out eight. in 5 1/3. That would be the most in any single outing, as this one's a bit outside. A 1-0 count to Grady. Gordon struck out 7 his first start. 1-0. Upstairs and away. It is now a 2-0 count. Looks like a righty going to get up and get loose to the ball. There's down the line. Looks like Nick Altermat. 2-0 count, 1 out. Here's the pitch. Up and away, 3-0. Gordon having trouble finding the zone here. As Altermat going to get up and loose for the Ballers. As now Pineda's going to go talk with Lucas Gordon. This is just potentially to buy a little more time for Altermat to get warm. Gordon, 8 punch outs through 5 1/3. Not too shabby. Irish Heritage Night bringing the crowd in masses. It's been a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. The vibes are high, as a youngin say. I'm not a youngin. From the line, 3-0 from Gordon. Outside corner, 3-1. On deck awaiting is Diego Benitez. Grady at the plate, 0-2. A flyout in both of his ABs. 3-1. And he'll get a third one here. This one's into right. Coming in is Connor, as he suddenly stops on a dime, makes the grab for the out. Two outs now, and Diego Benitez will stand in. As here comes Pat Leland, and Lucas Gordon is going to see his night come to a close, as looks like he's hit his limit for the night. 75 pitches, 51 strikeouts, as he will depart. 5 2/3 innings, not a bad night at all from the lefty. We'll get you the final line in just a moment, as it looks like, oh, hold on a second, Lucas Gordon might be pleading his case, as Pat Leland is going to come out, and never mind. So Leland was coming out to make the pitching change, and Lucas Gordon talked him into letting him go another batter. So we'll see Gordon face Benitez. Benitez stands in, a strikeout and a walk with a stolen base. First pitch to Benitez, low and inside. 1-0 count to the Green Jackets DH. Altermat continuing to get loose. Gordon's already set the season high for Ballers arms in innings pitched in a single start, with 5 2/3 now. 1-0 in there, 1-1. 1-1 count, two outs. Top six. Deep breath from Lucas Gordon. He's at 77 pitches. Here it is, 1-1. Tapped foul, 1-2. 78 pitches now. One-two count, two outs. Altermat continuing to warm as Benitez trying to turn the tides on his night. Drew Compton awaiting on deck. Gordon looks into the signs. 1-2 count. He'll wind and offer. 1-2. Swing and miss at the plate. He struck him out. 9 punch outs for Lucas Gordon in 6 innings. And that is not too shabby. It is at the bottom of the sixth we go. We'll be right back. Ballers trail 2-0. We'll be right back. Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Riku Nishida, Albertson Asi, and Caden Connor due up here. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Green Jackets lead 2-0 as a new arm on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. It's Mitch Ferris, the lefty, 6'2", 187-pound lefty, 23 years of age. First pitch to Nishida is off the plate, a 1-0 count. Mitch Ferris, hailing from Palm Harbor, Florida, former Wingate Bulldog. As this one's fouled off, 1-0 count becomes 1-1. Mitch Ferris drafted in the 14th round in 2023 by the Atlanta Braves. Drafted out of Wingate. The second former Bulldog drafted in 2023 is this 1-1 grounded to second. Oh, it's going to be a tough play for Verdun, and Nishida's on with a leadoff single. One on for the Ballers. Now nobody out. Albertson Asian stands in as Miss Casey Betty. Fire us up here. We got some energy going as Asian. Oh, bat. Nobody out. One on. Albertson is seeing a bat. One on, nobody out against Mitch Ferris. The lefty fastball changeup slider. In his only outing before, he struck out six, walked two. But he's got a 7.36 ERA. First pitch in there called strike. It is 0-1 to Albertson is seeing. Two Wingate Bulldogs were drafted last year. Mitch Ferris and Corey Avant. Ninth rounder by the Oakland Athletics. And so one is a bit in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, and Martinez. That's 1-1. Two-way player at Wingate. Had a double and a few other hits in his freshman year, and then solely focused on pitching after that. 1-1. Wave and a foul tip. Count is 1-2. Ferris had a couple of starts last year after getting drafted and then rejoined the roster here with the Green Jackets. 1-2 to Asian. Wave of the miss. Got him with a breaking ball and a strikeout for Mitch Ferris. One out now, and Caden Connor will bat. So Asian strikes out for the second time today as Ferris gets his first. Final line for the starting arm in Adam Meyer. Not too bad tonight. Five innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, six strikeouts. As Connor lays a bunt down, this is a beauty. Played by Ferris, has to rush the throw. It's wild. Ball gets loose down to the bullpen area for the Ballers. Nishida is going to stop at third. To second goes Connor, and the throwing error puts now two in scoring position. It'll be a hit and an error that'll allow the runners to move up. So Nishida gets to second, and then Connor gets to second as well on the E1. So the single for Connor and then the error. So a single and an E1. 2-1 in scoring position for Arxie Hernandez with one out. Caden Connor gets a base knock. First pitch from Ferris to Arxie. He's a bit inside. He called a strike, though. It's 0-1. Arcee 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Trying to change his tides here with a big spot for the Ballers. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Went chasing on a ball in the dirt, and it's now 0-2. Time called by Arcee Hernandez. On deck is Roni Hernandez. Both guys tough to get out here. Oh, 2 count, 1 out. Nishida at third. Connor at second. Arcee swings in the 0-2, fouls this one back. And keep the count at 0-2. Just 4 hits on the board for Kannapolis. 3 for Augusta with the Green Jackets lead. 0-2 to Arcee. Inside corner, Arcee Hernandez not a fan of the call. Neither is Pat Leland down the line as Hernandez strikes out. Second one of the night for Mitch Ferris. 2 outs now and 2 still on for Roni Hernandez. So Meyer strikes out 6 and Ferris has gotten both of his strikeouts via the punch out. So Roni will stand in. Big spot for the Ballers. Another opportunity for them to drive runs in. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by Martinez. It is a 1-0. Similar outing in the last inning in the fifth, when they had 2 runners in scoring position and neither of them crossed the plate. They've only left 3 runners on base, but if they've scored all 3, it'd be a 3-2 game. 1-0. Grounded to first, backhanded by Compton. Underhand to Ferris, covering it first. And out of it again are the Green Jackets. It's a 3-1 ground out for Hernandez. Third out is had, as that'll send us into the back third of baseball. Seventh inning we go. Ballers will face Compton, Verdungen, Sanchez. New arm on the way. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
So Sanchez stands in 0-for-2. Alter Matt Sen working from the stretch. First pitch. Grounded, passed, and through in a center for a base knock. Scoring is Compton. Sanchez will reach RBI single and now make it 3-0. Green Jackets lead here in this top of the seventh. Lakehair Figueroa, the shortstop, digs in. Altermat allowing a run to cross. Final line for Lucas Gordon, the starter tonight. 9 strikeouts through 6 innings. Not too bad at all. As first pitch in there called strike 0-1 to Lakehair Figueroa. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk for Lucas Gordon with 9 strikeouts. It's the most of any starting arm in a single outing is 9 punch-outs. 0-1. Lift and high and foul. Count shifts now to 0-2. Figueroa, 1-for-2. A triple in the fifth inning. He ended up scoring on an RBI single from Cade Kern. As the Green Jackets have had all the fun on offense tonight. Altermat sets, glove at the belly button. He'll check on the runner at first before the 0-2, not in time. Two count, one out. He'll take a peek at second. Pitch delivered. Fastball outside. Throwing to first. Did they get the tag? No. Close play. But instead, it is 1-2. So 1-2 count, one out. Top seven, Green Jackets lead at 3-0. This pitch is roped foul down the line and left. Count is now a 1-2 offering. On deck awaiting Cade Kern. Altermat 0-0 with a 4.50 ERA entering today. Two innings, one run on two hits. He did pitch on a Tuesday night, as this one's in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Count is 2-2. One run on two hits on Tuesday night for Altermat. Two strikeouts, one walk. Two count, one out. Deep breath from Altermat. Here's the pitch. Popped down the line and Ryan hooking towards foul territory. Mikey Kane after, but no one will make the grab as it's in the bullpen area. And count stays 2-2. Two count. Altermat battling on the bump against these Green Jackets. He's at 11 pitches, here is his 12th. It's upstairs and away, full count. Full count, one out. Wind just kind of blowing casually out to right. 3-2 fouled off. And another one coming. It's a great crowd on hand for... Well, it's been a frustrating night of baseball for Kannapolis. But at least it's not out of hand quite yet. Still some baseball left. As we're in the top of the seventh. We'll stretch after three outs. 3-2. Grounded to short and unable to make the play is Arcee. He gets through and a left for a base knock. Rounding second headed to third is the runner Sanchez, and they're going to say an E6 on Arcee Hernandez, and he won't be able to make the play. So E6 allows Figueroa to score and the third to reach, and third goes Sanchez. So 2-1 and one out for Cade Kern. So a hard hit ball, and Arcee Hernandez almost tried to play that ball a little too fancy as it went right through and under his glove. Full slate of action for Altermat in this inning as this one is low in the dirt, blocked by Pineda to Cade Kern. 1-0 count. Kern, a two-hit game. Single and a home run. Rope down the line and right hooking. Foul. Count is 1-1. One count, one out, top seven. Green Jackets lead 3-0. Altermat battling on the bump. New arm warming for the ballers. And a right. 1-1. Fouled off, straight back. 1-2. End of a frustrating 9 of the bump for Altermat, just hasn't been able to find the zone against these Green Jackets. 1-2 delivered. Low, and the nerve blocked by Pineda, 2-2. Looks like Mark McLaughlin up and getting loose down the line for the Cannonballers. As Altermat, second arm used by the Ballers tonight after Lucas Gordon got the start. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's a punch out for Nick Altermat. Cade Kern goes swinging and missing. Two outs now, and Alexander Martinez will be the batter. Two outs, runners on the corners. Martinez stands in 0-4-2 tonight. First pitch to Martinez. Swing and a miss. Upstairs, fastball at 93, 0-1. Top of the order, Isaiah Drake awaiting. He's 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Runner takes off for a second. They thought it was strike three, as no out at second. The runner's going to come home from third. As Martinez thought it was strike three, runner would broke for second in Figueroa, and he's in there safely. Scoring is Sanchez. And it'll be a passed ball. So 4-0 Augusta leads here as the pass ball scores Sanchez. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. There's strike three, struck him out. As Nick Altermat gets the third out, that's the second out, the second strikeout of his night. And I'll send it to a break. I'll be right back. Seventh inning stretch we go on the Ballers Baseball Network. Pineda, Kane, and Felix do up. Luis Pineda, Mikey Kane, Edric Felix do up. Bottom seven, Mitch Ferris on the bump. Second inning of work for him. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. And Luis Pineda, the catcher. Mikey Kane, Edric Felix to follow. As Mitch Ferris, so far so good for him. He's got two punch outs. Pineda unloads on this pitch into right field, backtracking Kern on the run, makes the grab for the out. One out just like that, and two up is Mikey Kane, first baseman. Strikeout and a hit by pitch for Mikey Kane tonight. And the ballers running out of time here to put some offense together. They trail by four runs now as Augusta putting two on the board in the seventh. Ferris's first pitch in there, called strike, 0-1 to Mikey Kane. Arm warming for Kannapolis, Mark McLaughlin, 0-1. Fouled off, 0-2. Ferris in his second inning of work. Pair of strikeouts, a couple of ground outs. He's allowed two singles, though, so the ballers have some opportunities here to get some runners on and get some offense rolling. 0-2, wave and a miss. Mitch Ferris with his third strikeout of the night. Two outs now in the seventh, and Andrick Felix will bat. Another breaking ball from Ferris, that fastball changeup slider combo, keeping the ballers off balance. Two outs in this bottom of the seventh. Felix hit by a pitch and a strikeout tonight. Here's first pitch. In there called strike, 0-1. Felix trying to change his tides. He's not had a great start to the year, batting just 0-56, 0-1. Low for ball one. It's like a change up off the arm of Ferris. Working exclusively from the stretch. 1-1. Outside. 2-1 now. Andrick Felix taking a patient approach tonight, and it's paid off. He struck out his last time up, but again, deeper at bats. 2-1. This one's lifted into center. Isaiah Drake will drift over, though, to his right, and in dead center makes the grab for the out. F8 in the book, three outs are had, and Mitch Harris threw two clean innings as the Ballers will now send things into the top of the eighth. Mark McLaughlin will take over when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the eighth we go. Mark McLaughlin takes over on the mound for the Ballers. 6'3", 205-pound, 23-year-old from Johns Creek, Georgia. Seventh rounder in 2022. Mark McLaughlin back for another year with the Ballers. 1-0 pitch to Drake a bit upstairs. A 2-0 count as McLaughlin entering as the third arm tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the eighth, Ballers trail 4-0 to these Augusta Green Jackets. 2-0. Breaking ball upstairs. McLaughlin now 3-0 as he's having some trouble trying to keep the ball down and in the zone. Isaiah Drake ahead with a 3-0 count. McLaughlin 0-1 on the year, a 7.36 ERA. As this one is off the plate, ball four. Leadoff walk for Isaiah Drake. One on and nobody out for Jace Grady. McLaughlin, as mentioned, 0-1, 7.36 ERA. 3 2/3 innings, 3 runs, just 1 strikeout. Opponents have had success against Mark McLaughlin, batting 286 with a barrage of runners on. Kind of more the same as we had last year with Mr. McLaughlin. First pitch, fastball up and in. It is 1-0. McLaughlin pitched 14 2/3 innings here last year with Kannapolis, 1-2 with a 14.11 ERA. Averaging about a run an inning as the 1-0 skied into the air down the left field line, hooking, foul. 1-1 on Jace Grady. Diego Benitez on deck. Grady 0-for-3, a trio of flyouts. One count, nobody out, top of the eighth. Ballers have 6 outs to play with. They trail by 4. McLaughlin sets, glove at the belly button. 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. Mark McLaughlin, former Tennessee Volunteer. Get to talk hockey with him. He's a big hockey guy. I just don't like his team. Especially since my team is more than likely going to play him in the first round, and that's the Boston Bruins. He's a Bruins fan. 1-2, up and away at the plate, throwing a second in the corner, going, and he's saved! Another close play at second. You got to be kidding me. Pat Leland, not a fan of the call at all. He's going to go give a piece of his mind to Perry Swartz. As Pat Leland coming out, he is not thrilled, as that's another call over there. Stolen base for Isaiah Drake. And Leland just having a friendly conversation with Perry Swartz. Sanchez looked to get the tag down, and Swartz is saying, hey, that's a call, as Leland, not a fan, as he comes, makes his opinion known on the issue. Leland, not a guy that gets tossed a lot. He will definitely let you know if he thinks you messed up. He's honest with you. But he keeps his temper under control. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. This one's lined in a left field. That'll drop in front of Ishida for a base knock. Stopping at the third base bag will be Drake. It's a station-to-station base knock for Jace Grady. Runners on the corners. Nobody out. And Diego Benitez will stand in. Benitez will stand in. Runners on the corners. Nobody out. Strikeout, walk, and a strikeout for Benitez. First pitch from McLaughlin. Check swing, a sword. He goes around 0-1. Looked like he was chopping an axe into a tree. Benitez unable to make contact. A 1 from McLaughlin. Tapper to third base, played by Felix. He'll set, across he goes for the out. 5-3, ground out for Verdung. That's the third out. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Ballers trail by 5 now as the Green Jackets put another run on the board. We'll take a break and be right back with the Ballers Baseball Network. It'll be Sanchez, Nishida, and Asiandu up when we come back. Fighting at the plate against the lefty, Ferris. So Ferris has faced the lineup once, and he allowed a single last time he faced Nishida. 0-2. Tapped. Foul. Count will stay 0-2. As Sanchez, the line drive to the shortstop Figueroa, and he couldn't make the grab. O-2 count, nobody out. Ballers trail 5-0. Here's the pitch. This one is blooped into right field. Going to be a tough play for Kern. He'll get there on the run and make the grab for the out. F9 for Nishida. One out now, and Albertson is seeing the batter. Albertson is seeing 0-3, a ground out and a pair of strikeouts. Runner on first is Sanchez. He reached on a single. Was the fifth hit of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch from Ferris. Outside corner, 0-1. Kosygin struck out in his only at-bat against Ferris back in the sixth inning. A 1, swing and a miss. 0-2, a Sean went after it, and it is quickly 0-2 against Mitch Ferris, the lefty. Third inning of work for him. There are no arms warming in the pen for the Green Jackets. 0-2 count, one out. Sanchez with a good lead at first. Ferris will check on him. Still an 0-2 count. Again, be sure you grab your tickets for tomorrow's game, series finale against these Augusta Green Jackets. Tomorrow it's Bark in the Park. Our four-legged furry friends are going to come hang out with us tomorrow. As the 0-2 swung and a miss. Throwing a first, trying to get the double play. It doesn't work, so it's a strikeout again for Ferris. Two outs now, and Caden Connor will bat. Fourth strikeout for Ferris. As Caden Connor will stand in, 1-4-3. He had a single last time he faced Mitch Ferris. Tomorrow being Bark in the Park, I already know I'm going to have to restrain my fiance from wanting to pet every dog in this ballpark because this one's fouled off. 0-1 count. Exception being if we see a Shiba Inu. That's a dog that I want the most. I think she wants one too. Even if she doesn't. Babe, if you're listening, I'm sorry. 0-1 count. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth. Pitch delivered. In there. Called strike. 0-2. Caden Connor. 1-3 tonight. A couple of ground outs and a single. Arxi Hernandez awaiting on deck in this bottom of the eighth. Ballers have four outs to play with. They trail by five. 0-2 tap foul. And Daniel Milwee, first base coach, can't make the play. You kidding me, bud? Come on now. 0-2 count, two outs. Bottom of the eighth. Ballers trail 5-0, trying to get some offense going. 0-2. In there at the plate, and runner takes off. Doesn't matter as it's a strike three for the third out. And it is a strikeout again for Ferris. That's five now in his night. That'll send things to the ninth inning. Ballers trail by five. They are running out of time. They'll need a solid inning's work from McLaughlin to keep it a 5-0 game. We'll be right back. Ballers will look to make a comeback in the ninth. We'll be right back with the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
To the ninth inning we go here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 5-0, being out hit 6-5 by the Augusta Green Jackets. It's Luis Sanchez, Lycair Figueroa, and Cade Kern to bat. As the Green Jackets holding on to a lead, trying to make it two in a row now against these Ballers, who have clinched a series split. They want a series win, though. This one is in there, called strike. It is 0-1. With a win tonight for Augusta, the Green Jackets will be back to 500. And the Ballers, well, they'd be at 400 as well, at 500 as well, 4-4. 0-1 a bit upstairs for McLaughlin, 1-1. And we'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores here in the Carolina League. Basically, if results hold currently, the winner of the Charleston-Fayetteville game will take first place, as this one's in there, 1-2 to Luis Sanchez. Salem on top, 6-0, and Delmarva over the Shorebirds. Delmarva, oh, as that one's roped down in the dugout, and thankfully everyone's okay, but my goodness, that one was lined sharply over there. As heads up, that's one of those where you scream out, watch your lips. 1-2 count, nobody out. Top of the ninth, McLaughlin on the bump. Delmarva losing 6-0 tonight. They are 0-7 to start their year. How about starting the year on a 7-game losing streak? About to be 8. 1-2 count, McLaughlin's pitch. Outside corner, real up, got it looking, called strike three. Luis Sanchez is the first strikeout of the ninth inning, and the first strikeout of the night for Mark McLaughlin. One out, Lycair Figueroa the batter. Tie game in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers and the River Dogs 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh. That's been a great series. Back and forth. Like a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, just rocking. Back and forth. 0-1 count on Lycair Figueroa. Final in Lynchburg. The Hillcats split the doubleheader with the Frednats. 4-2 Lynchburg and then 4-1 Fredericksburg. As the 0-1 grounded up the middle into center for a base knock, Lycair Figueroa has a multi-hit game now. That is one on, one out for Cade Kern. So Cade Kern himself has a multi-hit game, a home run and a single. With a strikeout as well. Carolina wins a 7-5 over Down East tonight, and then Columbia 9-0 shuts out Myrtle Beach. In the battle of the flying things, the Fireflies and the Pelicans. As first pitch, this one's lined into right for a base knock. Connor will field in right, but the Green Jackets are circling the bases. Stopping at third is the lead runner in Figueroa, and it's a double for Cade Kern. A three-hit night. He's a triple shy of the cycle. As now two on for Augusta, one out. Alexander Martinez, the batter. Martinez, the catcher, 0-3. A pair of strikeouts and a flyout. First pitch to McLaughlin. To Martinez in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Count is 1-0. I tell you, that Charleston-Fayetteville series has been back and forth. I mean it. It's tied 4-4 right now, and those two teams have been battling. Charleston has won two games, and Fayetteville's won two games. 1-0. In there, called strike, 1-1. That's been the only really series that it's been a pretty fair fight. Everyone else, it's been sweeps or close to it. 1-1 pitch from McLaughlin. Tapped a short. Played by Arxie, and he'll throw to first in time for the out, but another run crosses the plate. Figueroa scores, and to third goes Kern, but Martinez will have the RBI 6-3 ground out. Two outs now. Isaiah Drake, the batter. So Kern at third. With two outs, Isaiah Drake stands in. He struck out three times, and he's walked. That walk came against McLaughlin. First pitch, wave and a miss at 93, 0-1. McLaughlin seems to have settled in a little bit more in this ninth inning, and he's allowed two hits. But he's also seemed to tick it up a notch. 0-1. Lifted high and foul by Isaiah Drake. And he's 0-2. Two count, two outs. McLaughlin looking in for the signs. Kern at third. 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Ooh. Sorry for the reaction, folks, but if that was about 6 inches higher, that would have been headed right for my booth. And I have to protect guests in here. McLaughlin sets. 0-2. Curveball inside, cornering him up. Got him looking, called strike three. Mark McLaughlin, another punch out. That's two on his night. That's the third out of the inning. Ballers have work to do. They trail by six now as the Green Jackets hold on to a pretty solid lead. We'll be right back at the Rally Caps on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Arxie Hernandez, Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda do up. Bottom of the ninth inning. Green Jackets lead 6-0 in what is a pretty important inning. Bottom nine, Ballers trail by six, and they have three outs to work with against Mitch Ferris. First pitch is a bit inside, a 1-0 count now. Current results hold. Adam Meyer would get the win, and Mitch Ferris would have a four-inning save, 1-0. Wave and a miss. 1-0 becomes 1-1. Lucas Gordon would be charged with a loss in what has been probably his best outing as a pro. 1-1 count. Ferris's pitch. Wave and a miss on a curveball. It's 1-2. Arxie Hernandez 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts and a ground out in tonight's game. Two count. Here's the pitch. Arxie goes chasing on a pitch in the dirt. Tagged out by the catcher, Martinez. Third strikeout of the night for Arxie. One out now. Ronnie Hernandez, the batter. Ronnie Hernandez will bat. He's looking for his first opportunity on base. Two ground outs to the shortstop and one to the first baseman. He swings big there and misses 0-1. Ferris, six strikeouts in 3 1/3 innings. Not too bad out of the pen for the former Wingate Bulldog as this one's popped up foul And it should stay in play. After it is Ferris, catcher Martinez, but caught by Ferris on a P1. You don't see pitchers fielding their position like that all the time. Ferris did used to play in the field, though, so there's why. Two outs now. Nice play in the field as there's now the Ballers down to their final out. Luis Pineda will bat. A multi-hit game. He has two of the Ballers' five hits. Eight hits for Augusta, five for Kannapolis. Ferris has been sharp today out of the pen and not helped Kannapolis in any fashion. This one's a bit low and outside, a 1-0 count. Six nothing, Green Jackets lead, 1-0, swung and missed. 1-1 your count. Ferris, if he's able to get this out, four innings, and he struck out a six. 1-1. Check swing. Pineda goes around, and now the Ballers down to their final strike here, as it looks like Kannapolis will drop for the second game in a row. Before we shoot off some postgame fireworks here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mikey Kane on deck in case the inning continues. 1-2 pitch. In there, Ringham up, got him looking, called strike three, and that is all she wrote. Ballers fall tonight, second game in a row, as it is a 2-hour, 15-minute game. That's it, 2 hours, 15 minutes. It ends at 9:18 here on the East Coast, and Mitch Ferris strikes out seven in four innings of work. Out of the bullpen, it shuts down the Ballers. Ferris only allows three hits, no runs at all. And Kannapolis on the wrong end of a shutout tonight from the Green Jackets pitching staff. A 1-2 punch of Mayer and Ferris do the Ballers in, as that is the completion of tonight's game. As it will be, the winning pitcher is Adam Meyer, and Ferris will get the save, presumably. The loss will go to Lucas Gordon. Well, we're going to go do the postgame show down on the concourse tonight here, as it's a postgame fireworks night. And we'll have an after party tonight at Gala Galley. Hope to join us. We're sure hope to see you there. As tomorrow, series finale, 1:30 first pitch, Bark at the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friends. Jake Bockenstedt is the starting righty for the Ballers. And then Riley Fry gets the start for the Augusta Green Jackets, as we will hope the Ballers will look for a series win tomorrow. At the worst, they will get a series split, as the Ballers fall tonight 6-0 to the Augusta Green Jackets. They're out hit again as they fall tonight in a 6-0 shutout fashion to the Ballers. We'll send it down to the concourse. Myself and Trevor Wilt will have the postgame show on the concourse. Dan Helody up here. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers fall tonight 6-0. Catch you on the concourse. If not, catch you tomorrow. 1:30 first pitch between the Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Drive home safe if you're on the road. And have a great one, everyone.